So have you been enjoying the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit series on this podcast, where I've been showcasing the expert speakers on all of the various topics that they're going to be covering at the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit? Topics ranging from creating content that sells, growing an audience, and actually leading that audience to buy from you. I sure hope so. I hope you have been enjoying it and getting so much value, because we have even more goodness coming your way. In today's episode, I am beyond excited to be speaking with Jenna Larson, the brilliant co-founder of GroupTrack CRM. Now, Jenna has spent years mastering organic strategies that not only help you connect with your ideal clients, what she calls your yellow cars, but also turn those casual engagements that we get on social media, you know, those like thumbs up and the hearts, into actual profitable business relationships. So Jenna's going to cover, one, how to find and target your ideal clients on social media, two, how to engage and build those social media relationships, and three, how to easily track and nurture those social media leads. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capsho, the fastest way to create content designed to get you leads, and this is Win the Content Game. Welcome, Jenna. Welcome to the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit. I feel like this whole topic is like squarely in what you'd love to nerd out about. So I'm excited to have this chat with you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And I'm like, yes, let's go. Let's help people get more clients, because is that not what we're all here to do?
100%. Okay, so let's get into it, because I know that you have been working over the last few years on something incredibly cool, and we're going to get into it. For people who don't know Jenna, who is the founder of GroupTrack CRM, you're going to have to check GroupTrack CRM out, because it is amazing. It's completely changed the way that we do business personally. But I want to get into why is, even if you put aside the software, the tool that you've built, why is what you guys focus on so important?
Yeah. So the main thing that we focus on is how to help our clients get more clients from social media. And at the like root of what that actually means, it's about making sure that you're doing what Meta and all of the other platforms actually want you to do, which is to have genuine relationships and conversations with the people who are following you. So what we're going to talk about a lot today is kind of like this big picture, and then we're going to drill down a lot as well. But why the heck do we even show up if we're not going to actually have these conversations that are going to convert with our clients? So really excited to like dig into that organic strategy so that you can build relationships and convert clients.
So good. Okay, so let's start there. We are talking about being on social media. I think we all know this, where posting, it feels like a lot of times we're just shouting into the void. No one cares about what it is we're talking about. Or if they do, we don't really have a clear way forward as to how to get them from a platform like, say, Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram to become a client. And this is actually the gap that you with GroupTrack CRM help solve. So take us through that process and almost the framework of how you put all the different really important parts together to actually make this a money-making machine.
Yeah. So the first thing is we actually have to show up, right? We need to get on social media. And when we do this, we don't want to just talk to everyone, because of course, if you talk to everyone, you're talking to no one. So the first thing that we like to talk about at GroupTrack is like defining your yellow car. And so you're like, yellow car, what the heck is that? So we like to define a yellow car as your ideal client. And so the reason we do is, when you think about this analogy, right? If I were to ask you, how often do you see yellow cars driving around your community? You'd be like, well, not very often, right? But if you were able to say, wait a minute, every single time you see a yellow car, there's a dollar sign over them, you need to start looking, all of a sudden, you're going to see them actually everywhere. And so that's kind of the first thing, is we need to get super clear on who are those people, so that when you show up on social media, you're actually hanging out where the yellow cars are. Because here's the thing, right? We can just sit on the highway and hope and pray that we see a yellow car drive by, or we can say, wait a minute, where do the yellow cars park? And then go get in front of them. And so when you're showing up on social media, the first thing that we really want to focus on is, well, where are your yellow cars? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on YouTube? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Facebook? So we need to make sure we're playing in the right parking lot, so that when we do come with our message, we're actually getting in front of the right people. Then what we need to do is get really very, very clear on, well, what do those yellow cards actually need to hear from you, right? So we need to be making sure that our message is truly speaking to their needs, their wants, their fears, frustrations, so that when you're in front of the right people and they hear you, you're actually saying the right thing to get their attention. And if we know anything about 2024 and beyond, attention is what's going to win. So we have to be making sure that our messaging is on point so that we can first get their attention. Once we've gotten that, then we actually want to make sure that we have a process that is going to really engage them and follow through so that we can bring them from like, hey, I just met you, all the way to we're now a client working together and having this amazing relationship.
This is so good. Okay, so this makes sense conceptually, but I think a lot of people are probably like, okay, sure, Jenna, but how does it like, how, like, give me, show me the money, show me the money.
Right. Yeah. So like, how do we actually do this?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Yeah. So we kind of have a framework that we teach in our community for whether you use GroupTrack or not. Here's the thing. I think a lot of people just assume like, if I post, let's pretend you are actually very clear on your yellow card and you actually are showing up in front of the right people on the right social media platform. And let's assume your message is truly speaking to them. Here's where the problem lies. A lot of times we think, well, I post about what I sell. If they wanted it, they would come buy it. I mean, and I think a lot of us are guilty of that thought. Well, like, I'm doing my job, Jenna. I'm showing up. I'm saying the right things. I'm in the right platform. And it's still not working. And that can be really frustrating. And so what people typically do in that moment is they're like, oh my gosh, well, I need to hire a guru. I need someone to make my content. I need a copywriter. I need all these people. I need, you know, better reels and, you know, all the things. And maybe even ads. And so we go spend our time and energy on the things that are not actually going to bring money into our pockets, right? And so this is kind of where I'd like to give this analogy. If you are just posting and assuming that someone is going to just throw money at you, it's like this. When someone walks into your home and you're like, hey, would you like to make yourself a drink? The bar's over there. Like typically people are like, oh, good, you know, and I'll just keep moving because it's kind of awkward. Same thing when they walk into your home on seeing your social media, you can't just expect that they're going to make themselves comfortable and go into your kitchen and do the whole thing. Instead, what if it were like this? Hey, thank you so much for engaging with this. You look thirsty. Would you like a drink that is relevant to your favorite drink or whatever it may be? And so the idea is that we can't just assume because people want it that they're going to go help themselves, because that's just not what people do, especially in this new era. What we have to be doing is when we do our social media post, first of all, you need to follow up with every single human that engages with it. It's like these people, these yellow cars, if they're commenting or liking on your social media, that means they're literally honking their horn going like, I am your yellow car. Because here's the truth. You typically don't engage on social media things unless it resonates with you. So I want you to just think about this, because so many times people are like, I have no leads. I have no leads. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let me see that post you just put up. And all of a sudden, we've got all these people engaging. They're liking, they're loving, they're commenting. Those are yellow cars. And so again, the first thing that we need to be doing is we need to react and engage back with them. If someone is talking to you in real life and you just sit there and stare at them, which is literally what we're doing, friends, that's awkward. And why would that ever make you want to talk to that person again? Versus if you comment and someone is like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I agree. What about this? Have an actual conversation. And the beautiful part about this is it can be just on the comments of the post, or we can even get them a little bit more intimate in the DMs. So step number one is engage back with every person. Really encourage that behavior that they just gave you. That's, let's be real, helping the algorithm, helping your brand, helping your business. Let's give back to them. So that's going to be step one. So we want to make sure that we're engaging back with them. Now, for a lot of you too, you might be thinking, but I'm not getting anybody engaging. So I'm going to give you like the most amazing ninja trick of all that we don't even really share outside of our paid clients, but it's so good. And we love CAPTCHA. So we're going to give this to you. If you have a social media post, and it does not matter where you did it, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter. typically what will happen is when you post that post on social media, it's going to give you a post URL, which is a little link to the actual post on your system. And what you can do is you can copy that and put it in an email to your entire email list and say, oh my gosh, did you see this? Oh my gosh, I just gave you this. Oh my gosh, click here if you want this, right? So what will happen is if you send this to your entire email list and those people click on that link, it won't just take them to Facebook or to your Facebook group or to Instagram. It will take them directly to that post you wanted those eyeballs on. And so when you think about what do those platforms want? They want eyeballs. They want engagement. They want more people on it. Well, you just gave the platform exactly what it wanted, right? And so it's going to boost that in the algorithm and more people are going to comment and then you're going to comment back and then more people comment. And then it is like this massive snowball that's going to take off down the hill that is going to help the algorithm get more comments, likes, loves, all the things. And meanwhile, you're following rule number one, which is engage back. So just think about how much engagement. So easy math, right? If you have 10 people comment and you comment back to them, that's 20 comments right there. So using that simple little ninja hack where you're also using email to get more eyeballs on your post is going to kind of take this to the next level, which is really, really awesome.
I love the ninja hacks. This is something that we've definitely tried and tested and it works, let me tell you. But what I love, Jen, about what you said is like, and I think this is going to go through my mind. I hope it's going through everyone's mind who's listening and watching to this is like, are you thirsty?
You look thirsty. You look very thirsty. Would you like this drink?
I mean, I think that that should just be, that's how we start all of it.
Right? Are you thirsty? I brought the drink for you.
Yeah.
Truth, right? I mean, if you're like, oh, by the way, bar is over there, go help yourself. Versus if you were like, dude, it looks like you had this really awesome milestone you just celebrated. Would you like this actual drink that is your favorite thing? And of course, it doesn't have to do with drinking. It's about being personalized in your outreach and offering customized, personalized solutions and not just assuming because you put a generic post on social media that someone's going to just go buy.
So good. Okay, I know that we're going to do a deep dive session on this around the anatomy of the DMs and, you know, how to actually start them in a way that, you know, gets the people in and follows the rules and stuff. But can you give us a little bit of a taster on almost the framework or how you think about approaching the DM conversations that you start through the engagement? Yeah,
absolutely, right. So again, what we're going to do is we're going to do our amazing social media post in front of the right people who are yellow cars. We're going to get them honking their horns, aka commenting. Then what we need to do with every single person is, of course, make sure that that behavior is rewarded by engaging back with them. Now, here's the thing. If we're just engaging back with them on the main post, right, via comments, that's perfectly great. I want you guys to think about Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is as like the party you guys are hanging out in. And you're really like in the living room. It's noisy. It's loud. Lots of comments. Things are happening, right? But you can't really have like a very intimate conversation because it is a party that is going off. And so what we want to do is actually bring them into the DMs where we can have a little more intimate, more quiet, more focused conversation that could potentially lead to you making an offer if and only if you have uncovered their needs and determined that you have a solution to their problem. So when we go from post to DM, there is a very specific anatomy that we follow. And when we say anatomy, you're probably like, oh my gosh, this is complicated. But it's not. It's really just a structure or a framework that we use on exactly how we write our DMs so that we get a response and we show people we actually care so that they engage with us back. And again, we're giving the platforms what they want, which is the engagement and the interaction. Like that is what you will be rewarded for. So when we get into the DMs, what we're basically going to do is we're going to acknowledge why we are DMing. Because number one, the number one thing we don't want to be doing is spamming people, which is just sending a bunch of DMs, making offers, and being a weirdo. You've all received it, I'm sure, yourself. And so when we get into the DMs, the first thing we always want to do is tell them why we are DMing them. So for example, if we had a post that said, hey, want our chat templates that help us close six figures a month, say chat. All the people who say chat, we don't want to just go make an offer in the DMs, right? So what we would do when we get into the DMs with us or with them, we would say, thank you for commenting on my post about getting our chat templates or whatever it is. So basically what we're doing is we're telling them, hey, the reason I'm DMing is because you asked for this. And we're doing it in a friendly way, but it really does express why we have that permission or implied permission to then go DM them. So that's kind of the high overview of what we're going to be doing. We go post, get into the DMs, and then we're going to say, hey, thank you for commenting about this, da 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 da. And then we'll kind of take you through the rest of that anatomy in just a bit.
Yes, I love it. Okay. And I just want to give a little bit of a plug to Capsho as well. Sorry, Jenna, I know this is a group chat.
No, we love Capsho.
But if anyone has tried Capsho and you see the same me posts, like what Jenna actually mentioned around, hey, are you interested in this insert lead magnet? That's actually the kind of post that Capsho creates automatically for you. So you can just post out there, see the comments coming in, and you literally do what Jenna now is telling you. Get in the DMs with them and actually start that conversation and uncover the needs. Yeah. So Jenna, I want to now talk a little bit about group track, because I talked about captures. Now I want you to talk about group tracks. Because I can already tell that through these conversations, and if we've been doing this for a while, and if we're fortunate enough and strategic enough to get the level of engagement that we should be getting, as long as we know our yellow cars and we have the message that resonates with them, and then it can get unwieldy to actually figure out who you're talking to and where they're at in the process. So this is actually what Group Track CRM solves for. So can you tell us a little bit about, yes, Group Track CRM and how it does that, but also just more like strategically, why actually having a CRM like this is so important?
Oh my gosh, yes. So, I mean, it's like we've just done all this amazing work. You've used Capsho to come up with the most amazing post ever. We've posted it on our social media in front of our yellow cars. We've done an email to drive more people to this post. We're getting the comments. We're writing back. We're doing all of these things. We have to track those people. So that's the first thing. It's like, again, you know, I shared a little bit earlier where so many people are like, oh my gosh, I don't have leads. And I'm like, these are your yellow cars. The people are raising their hands. And so here's the thing. Yes, we want to be doing all of this to engage with them, but it doesn't mean that they're going to purchase right then, especially in 2024 and beyond. Nurturing and can, you know, really having those conversations is what will eventually convert. But just because you get into a DM conversation does not mean that someone is going to purchase right then. So then what, right? We kind of move on to the next conversation and the next and the next. Well, we know if you don't continuously do outreach and follow up with people, you are missing an opportunity for them to finally convert. And so what Group Track is a tracking system for your social media leads. So imagine all those yellow cars who have honked their horns, who have engaged on your post, who have done all the things, we need a place to track them. And while we used to before Group Track, you know, maybe copy and paste them and put them in the spreadsheet and then lose our actual minds, what Group Track is enabling you to do is simply hover over those people on social media, have them automatically added to our system so that you can track them through a sales pipeline and really know, did I send them a message? Did I uncover their needs? Did I make them an offer? You can set tasks for follow-up so you don't forget who to reach out to. And we even have automations built into the tool where you can kind of automate some of that initial outreach. So Group Track is an actual game changer, especially when coupled with Capsho, because you're doing all the work to have the amazing post, get the people rocking and rolling, and then Group Track is going to come in and help you organize, track, and then ultimately convert them into clients that keep buying forever.
It is. And I said this before, Group Track has literally been a game changer for our business. I love the automation part, Jenna, because now it's so easy. I can just go into Group Track CRM when, you know, people join my group and I can just be like, oh, okay, queue up these messages and then they get sent out and it follows the rules of, you know, limits of messages and things like that. And it is amazing. So I highly, highly encourage everyone to go and check out Group Track CRM. You can sign up for a free trial at grouptrackcrm.com. And Jenna, by the time this summit goes live, I believe that 2.0, Group Track CRM 2.0 will have gone live as well. So can you give us a little bit of a taste as to what people can expect when they get in and try 2.0?
Absolutely. So for those of you who don't know, Group Track has been around for 4 years. And what is so incredible in those 4 years is we've really been the leader in the industry in terms of the tool and the technology and just honestly cutting edge on the tactics and strategies we teach as well. But over the last year and a half, we have literally rebuilt the tool from the ground up. We've built every single component. And the reason we did is we want to continue to put the money that is built and earned from the tool back into our clients. And so we've reinvested all of these funds in order to make the tool even more intuitive, even more cutting edge, and easier to use. And so a lot of the things that you're going to start seeing in 2.0 involve tons of amazing AI. So imagine, you know, coming in and group track, letting you know what types of messages to send to the people who are interacting with you. So again, it's really going from 1.0 where you kind of had to be in charge to 2.0 where it's going to be really giving you a lot of like, hey, we think you should do this next, but we think you should say this next and so forth. So it's going to be amazing. We cannot wait. And absolutely, by the time you guys are seeing this, 2.0 will be launched and you will be welcomed into our new interface, which we are just so excited about.
I love it. I am so, so excited to sink my teeth into 2.0. I can't wait, Jenna. But thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the foundations of 101 on how to actually get people from our social media into our DMs to then nurture them to becoming clients. That is the framework. And in the second session, for people who are an All Access Pass ticket holder, you're going to get a deep dive. We're going to get into the anatomy of the DM, starting from the trigger, right? What to actually say to people when someone comments on your content. So for all of you All Access Pass ticket holders, we will see you at the session 2 of this. And if you're not yet a ticket holder, then seriously, get in. What are you like? Literally, this is the gold. This is the stuff that you want to hear.
Yeah, we're going to tell you exactly what to say in order to go from content to client. So we definitely want you to get that upgrade. I can tell you, we did this training recently for our community and they were like, why is this free? So absolutely get in. It is worth so much, guys. I can't even tell you.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much, Jenna, for your valuable, valuable time. And for everyone else, we'll see you in the next session. And that's a wrap. A big thank you to Jenna for sharing such valuable insights on how to turn social media engagements into genuine client relationships. If you're ready to start converting your content into clients, be sure to check out the links in the show notes, especially grabbing the free trial of GroupTrack CRM. And if you want even more of this goodness on learning about not only creating an offer that sells, but the content too and growing your audience, then you'll want to join us at the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit. You can register at capshow.com/summit. My name is Deidre Shen. Stay intelligently lazy.